This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government of Nepal to bear quarantine expenses of people who were deported from foreign countries. Election Commission grants legitimacy of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal to Upendra Yadav faction. Government to procure over 10 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines by mid-October this year. And Health Ministry warns risk of third wave of COVID-19 infection by October. Now the news in detail. The government of Nepal has decided to bear the expenses of all quarantine facility for people who returned to the country from various countries through deportation centers and were freed as prisoners. Talking to media persons after cabinet meeting yesterday, government spokesperson and law minister Gyanendra Bahadur Gargi said the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security would manage the provision of quarantine expenditure. Government spokesperson Gargi also informed that the government would bring the quarantine centres into operation at appropriate places in the near future. The Election Commission has granted legitimacy of the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal to Upendra Yadav faction. Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha informed that 34 out of 51 executive members of the party validated signature to support of Chair Upendra Yadav yesterday. Only 16 executive members of the party validated their signature to support another chair, Mahant Thakur. The Election Commission has also concluded to give permission to register another party to the Thakur group. Meanwhile, talking to journalist Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Chair Upendra Yadav clarified that the party would join the Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa-led government. The government is working to bring additional 10.5 million doses of anti-COVID-19 vaccines by coming mid-October. Speaking at the Education and Health Committee meeting of the Parliament yesterday, Health Secretary Lakshman Arial informed that the government was preparing to bring additional 10.5 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines by mid-October. The Health Ministry further said those vaccines would be brought in Nepal under procurement grants and COVAX facility. Provisions have been arranged to bring additional 6 million doses of Verocell vaccine from China by mid-September and 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine already purchased from India by the 23rd of August. Likewise, 1.6 million doses of Verocell granted by the government of China would arrive Nepal by mid-August, and another 1.6 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine gifted by the government of Japan would be brought by the 23rd of August. Later on, 330,000 doses of vaccine would arrive in Nepal under the COVAX facility. The Health Ministry has informed that the government has targeted to administer the COVID-19 vaccines to 33% people or of the target groups by mid-October and to all the target groups by mid-April next year. Meanwhile, Policy Planning and Monitoring Division Chief of Health Ministry Dr. Gunaraj Lohani informed that a total of 32.3 million doses of the anti-COVID-19 vaccines would be brought to Nepal by mid-April next year. Dr. Lohani also informed that the process had been forwarded to procure 6 million doses of Pfizer vaccine for the children above 12 years old. He further warned the risk of third wave of COVID-19 by the upcoming 1st of October in Nepal due to the relaxation of prohibitory orders and failures to enforce health safety protocols. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 3,421 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. As per the Ministry's latest update, 1,686 people recovered from the coronavirus infection yesterday itself. With this, Nepal's COVID recovery rate now stands at 94.5%. The ministry also recorded additional 25 corona-related deaths yesterday, taking the total death toll to 9,738. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa met the flood survivors from Melamchi of Sindhupalchak district yesterday. The flood survivors sought the role of government in the prevention and management of the possible disaster in the future. They also demanded the government to immediately construct an embankment to the river so as to stop potential incidences of river-based disasters. A delegation of the survivors led by Sagar Kumar Srestha reached the Prime Minister's official residence Balwatar to apprise the Prime Minister of their issues and problems. The standing committee meeting of CPN-UML Madhav Nepal faction has stressed on party unity. CPN-UML leader Surendra Pandey shared that the meeting held at Buddhanagar in Kathmandu yesterday decided to put more effort for the party unity. Leader Pandey further said the standing committee meeting held in two consecutive days concluded to urge leadership not to express the opinions that could violate the party unity efforts. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and Finance Minister Janardan Sarma held a discussion regarding post-disaster problems in several districts caused by rain-induced disasters. During the meeting held at Singha Darbar-based Speaker's office yesterday, they discussed about the effective operation of the Federal Parliament and the economic management issues as well. According to Speaker's press expert Sridhar Nupane, matters relating to the priorities of the government in the disasters hit areas were also discussed. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampa Pusal, has said special policies would be brought to provide electricity to people below the poverty line at a subsidized rate. During a press conference organized at the Energy Ministry yesterday, Minister Pusal said the ministry would provide electricity to the general public at a lower rate by forwarding programs to increase electricity production. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has said U.S. combat forces will leave Iraq by the end of this year, though troops will continue to train and advise the Iraqi military. The announcement came after President Biden held talks with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khadimi at the White House. There are currently 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq helping local forces counter what remains of the Islamic State group. Numbers of U.S. troops are likely to stay the same, but the move is being seen as an attempt to help the Iraqi Prime Minister. The U.S. presence in Iraq has become a major issue since top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and the leader of an Iran-backed Shia Muslim militia were killed in a U.S. drone strike in the Iraqi capital Baghdad last year. The U.S. does not intend to lift COVID-19 travel restrictions for non-Americans, the White House has said in a statement. The decision comes amid pressure from airlines and tourism industry lobbyists to lift the sweeping ban before the end of the summer travel season. The decision was due to a rise in infections, the Delta variant's transmissibility, and a recent advisory against travel to the United Kingdom. Cases in U.S. continue to rise, particularly among the non-vaccinated. The first round of travel restrictions due to COVID were imposed by the U.S. on China in 2020 January. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of province number one. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 25 degrees Celsius and minimum of 21.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Government of Nepal to bear quarantine expenses of people who were deported from foreign countries. Election Commission grants legitimacy to Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal to Upendra Yadav faction. Government to procure over 10 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines by mid-October this year. And U.S. combat forces to leave Iraq by end of 2021. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.